First of all, give us an injury update. I mean, we saw Mike Plaza go down last week. We could tell during the radio broadcast that it was bad because they walked him over to the other side of the field with the ambulance instead of taking him back to the bench. That looked pretty serious. I don't think the news is really very good there.
No, unfortunately for Mike, we're going to be losing him here. He had a relatively severe elbow injury. The sad thing is, you know, you lose a player like that, you lose a leader like that, you lose, just a great kid to have on the field. And the good thing for him is he's a junior. He'll be back next year. He'll work his way through this, and he's got a lot of great football ahead of him. As far as replacing him for this year, you know, we have other guys that are going to step up here. We have a number of seniors and underclassmen that are going to get their chance, and, you know, they always relish at the opportunity to step in and make their presence felt a little bit, you know. And I think in the big picture, we've done a pretty good job of developing those guys and getting them ready to step in. And I think come Friday night, I think we're gonna be okay.
I think the challenge is that we called Mike Plaza's name a lot during our broadcast, and he's one of those nose is always around the ball.
Yeah. And that's really what he's developed into. You know, he played quarterback as a young player, and he developed into a defensive player, and works unbelievably hard in the off season, and studies his film and learns from his corrections, and he has only improved as the season has gone on, and he's had more game experience. But that's true. I mean, he is around the ball. That's his game. Is, you know, he's going to find the football. He's going to, you know, make his correct reads, and he's going to get there and make a play. You know, and like I said, you know, it's unfortunate that you lose a player like that. But you know, that's also an opportunity for another guy to get some experience. You know, and that's where we're going.
And a really good natural athlete. I saw him during the baseball season, probably as pure a hitter as the school has for an underclassman, and also knows around the puck when he's playing hockey. Do you know if that's going to mess up some of his other sports? If he might miss some winter sports time as well? It looked like it's that kind of injury where it'll take a while to come back from.
He has the potential to. It's kind of up in the air exactly what the long term prognosis is going to be. To make a definitive statement one way or another, that's beyond my credentials to say that. If there's a player that's going to work and come back from this, and, you know, I can say this without a doubt, it's going to be him. He is going to be the guy that is going to commit himself to coming back and being 100%, regardless of what sport he's in, as quickly as he can, just because he is that hard of a worker. And, you know, we can talk about his athletic ability, and that's true. There's nothing that's false about that. But his work ethic is what makes him special. And that's what's going to see him through this, and that's what's going to make him successful, you know, whenever he does get back on the ice or on the field or, you know, on the diamond, wherever. So
let's talk about the defense last week against Appleton West. That's kind of a different team than what you had seen so far this year. Far more pass-oriented than any of the teams that you saw before. A lot of blitzing, and a lot of times you got to the quarterback, but there were times that it seemed like they had the right play called on offense when you were sending extra men. They burned you a couple of times.
Yep, they did. You know, and that's the nature. That's what happens when you're a pressure defense like we are. You know, our philosophy is that if we see something where we can gain an advantage and put pressure on the quarterback and make him make a decision quicker than he's ready to make a decision, that's going to be to our advantage. And I think by the end of the game, we ended up with about 16 tackles for a loss or sacks, a combination of those two. So we look at that as, you know, those are definite game-changing plays. When we were successful, especially in the first half, it gave our offense another opportunity to score and to do some things and, you know, keep us off the field. And, you know, they took advantage of that. And that was great to see. They made some good adjustments in the second half. You know, they kept an extra blocker in. They ran a lot more sprint out and kept that third receiver on their trip side in to block. And we were a little bit late in making some adjustments to get there. In the end, we got the win. You know, and we can say what we want about all that other stuff. But the bottom line is a win's a win. And, you know, in this league, those aren't aren't going to be taken lightly. So we're going to, you know, definitely, you know, cherish the win and, you know, and learn from the things that we have to do better and make our adjustments quicker and you know, better things are ahead of us here.
That was probably the most pressure we saw your defensive secondary under. And, you know, they have a 6'5 receiver. Yeah. That Matt Reeder is the top receiver in the conference now. Yeah. Size-wise, you don't have anyone who could match up with him height-wise, so that was always going to be a tough matchup. And I thought a lot of the plays where he burned you, the coverage wasn't all that bad, but sometimes he was faster at locating some of these underthrown balls. Yeah. So you've got a defensive back who's still backpedaling or hasn't turned his head yet, but he's got the height to begin with, and he's already seeing where the ball's going to go.
Well, it definitely, and you know, and his skill, you know, his skill is in running routes, you know, and you can see that in watching film, you know, and I knew that he's a very precise, very crisp route runner, and that's something that, you know, we worked on, you know, throughout the week, and, you know, we got to have our head on a swivel, whether we're in man or zone or, you know, whatever coverage we're playing, and we got to be able to locate the ball because he's going to locate it fast, you know, and that's what he did, you know, and a lot of the plays, you know, we were in position. We had executed the defense that we wanted to play on that particular down, and he found the ball, you know, and that's what a good receiver, that's what a great receiver does, you know, and you know, we haven't been tested with that much size and that much speed and that much precision up until this point, you know, and so, you know, that's, like I said, that's something that we have to learn from, and you know, once we learn from those things and we develop, you know, we get better at locating the ball and those things, that's going to be to our advantage.
I think the schedule sets up nice here because some of the things that your defense had to achieve last week are some of the same things you're going to be called on in tonight's game against Wausau East. This is a team that also throws the ball more than what you might see from other opponents. The run is kind of secondary. It's probably another quarterback that you want to try putting some pressure on.
Yeah, I mean, that's always our game plan, you know, and when we get a team that you know, we know is going to try to throw the ball around and spread us out a little bit. You know, we always want to see it. Where can we gain an advantage of an extra player or a free runner or somebody where it's going to take away a receiver from their patterns? You know, and that was... That's something where, you know, we're going to see that again. You know, that's obviously the game plan. They're a 50-50, a 60-40 run pass team. You know, and so, you know, we feel like we can have some success with putting pressure on the quarterback, you know, rolling a little bit of coverage, doing some things to kind of disguise where we're coming from. You know, and that's going to be our challenge to see if we can execute that and make plays when we have to make plays and, you know, locate the ball and you know, get sacks and get turnovers. You know, that's something that we haven't feasted on as much as we'd like to here in the last couple of weeks. We need to pick up that a little bit, and you know, hopefully the ball bounces our way a couple times, and we'll take advantage of that.
One of the things that's been frustrating, I think, about the defense from where I watch the games up high is that you can work really hard to get favorable down and distance on defense. You've got a third and 10, or you've got a fourth and long, and you would think, you know, a defense you'd hope 9 times out of 10 gets off the field in those situations. And you don't have those percentages with this defense so far this year. Maybe you get off 3 times out of 5, but the other 2 times you wind up giving up a big play and you get burned for a first down. Is that a point of emphasis in practice, or do you have a sense of what's going on with the defense that sometimes, even with favorable down and distance, you're vulnerable to big plays?
Well, it's always something. It's always a point of emphasis, you know, and we always go through down and distance. You know, what are we going to do in this situation? What are we going to do in this scenario? And you know, try to put ourselves in the best position that we can, you know, and whether we're in a down and distance that dictates we play coverage, or we're in a down and distance that says we're going to put some pressure on the quarterback. You know, a lot of that stuff is predicated on their receivers and their quarterback's ability to deliver the ball, you know, very, very cleanly and you know, with somebody in their face. You know, and I think that, you know, as the season goes on, we get a better feel for, you know, where we are as a team. You know, are we can we execute the pressure? Can we get to the quarterback? Can we disrupt his timing? And you know, as the season progresses, you know, we get a little better feel of where we're at. You know, and unfortunately, we've had you know, this season where we're you know, I feel like we're very good on first down and on on second down, and we get to third down, and we get to a favorable third down situation, and we'll have something happen that kind of, you know, puts us back against the wall a little bit, you know, and then we have to fight our way back. And, you know, and I think in the past, I think we've seen more fourth downs this year than we have in recent memory. And, you know, and I don't remember playing this many fourth downs as we have up until this point, you know, and a lot of those fourth down plays, I felt like we've been pretty successful at. So, you know, it's just a matter of us executing, of us realizing the situation, breaking down fundamentally, and you know, doing the things that we need to do to get off the field in those situations.
The defense was much better last week in the second half than they had been earlier. I mean, we had some games where if the offense has too many three and outs, you're putting your defense in a very tough situation, just conditioning-wise, because they're out there 10, 15 more plays than you'd like over the course of a game. The offense held the ball longer last week, and I thought that really help the defense out later in the game.
Well, you know, that's always the case. If you can look at your plays at the end of the game and you can see you've had 70 defensive plays, and you know, that's always something you're thinking, man, that's not something that you want to see, you know, for your defense. You want the three and outs. You want your offense to, you know, have 10 play plus drives, you know, and you want to chew up the clock, you know, and keeping the defense fresh has been a little bit of a challenge for us this year. Last week, our offense did a great job. You know, they had long drives, they had sustained drives. I thought we ran the ball and chewed the clock, and you know, that was great to see. You know, and I think we got a little spark going there a little bit, and I think that's gonna feed into us a little bit, and you know, help us out on defense to be sure that you know, we're holding up our end of the game for four quarters, and you know, getting us successful by the end of the game.
Should be a great homecoming game for Friday night. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you very much.